Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As we read Psalm 26, we find ourselves in familiar territory. It's actually an expansion of the first few verses of Psalm 1. Here, verses 1 to 5 and 9 to 10 reflect Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Verses 5 to 8 and 11 through 12 mirror Psalm 1, verse 2. Quote, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. David is very concerned about what God thinks of him, and not at all concerned what others might think. After all, what others think is probably skewed for or against me. But what God thinks about me is exactly right. Self-vindication is of little use, and flattery from others is downright dangerous. So he begins, quote, vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have also trusted in the Lord. Psalm 26, verse 1. Again, we see the metaphors of sitting and walking from the first psalm. Quote, I have walked in your truth. I have not sat with idolatrous mortals, nor will I go in with hypocrites. I have hated the assembly of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. Verses 3 to 5. He certainly believed that, quote, evil company corrupts good habits, 1 Corinthians 15:33. What steps can we take to avoid this corrupting influence in our lives? Number one, I will take seriously the defilement of sin. And number two, I will frequent the place of sacrifice, verse 6. Number three, I will be vocal in my thankfulness. And number four, I will testify to the marvelous doings of the Lord in my life, verse 7. Number 5, I will seek nearness so as to be at home in God's presence. And number 6, I will live life for the glory of God, verse 8. Rejecting the world's ways, verses 9 and 10, Lord, I will need your redeeming power and daily mercy, verse 11. But it is my chief objective to live in the conscious presence and blessing of the Lord. Verse 12. Amen to that.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.